Well, as we conclude the program today, we are going to talk about this issue of speech, wise counsel. With this, we generally have solutions segment here in the last segment. We're going to kind of put it into that category, some advice, biblical counsel on the matter of speech. The last segment, we talked about the fact that government, Justice Department, approved by FISA courts, are looking at journalists trying to find out those who are receiving, perhaps not necessarily receiving, but who the leakers are of classified information. Leaks of sensitive data is critical, jeopardizing the security of our nation. 53% of Americans in a recent survey, Rasmussen reports, says that in fact it is treason. In fact, it is. It's serious. But we know that through all of this, the NSA, National Security Agency, and others assisting are listening to nearly every conversation you make on your cell phone, on your laptop. In reality, where you go on your internet is being tracked. It really is. It's just whether or not they choose to unmask who you are. Well, the new surveillance center set up in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, just a couple weeks ago when the president was there, if you recall, he stood in Riyadh and with the president of Egypt and the president of Saudi Arabia. Together, they dedicated a new surveillance center, theoretically set up to catch extremists. They said they had the ability to monitor every transaction, every communication, Middle East, theoretically, but if you can track Middle East, you can track the world. So now you've got potentially, what, two entities? The center in Egypt, I mean, Saudi Arabia, and then the NSA tracking. Bottom line is, you're being listened to. Your life is an open book. It really is something we ought to be thinking, but Dave, it raises the question, how should that affect the way we live? Let me start with you. Words can always be taken out of context. We know that. The media has shown us how they do that. Sometimes it makes no difference. Sometimes it does. But we have one or two responses. Quit speaking the truth, lest somebody hear it and address it. Or, as many I talk to says, well, it doesn't make any difference because, hey, listen, anyways, just go ahead and so what? Dave, can you give us a biblical principle or two to help a person who's listening to know how to choose their words and how to guide what they say and where they go on the internet, knowing that it's being watched? David, you.
Okay, I wasn't sure which David.
Which David? That's first. A problem when there's two Davids. David New, let's go with you first.
yes, James 1:19 is an excellent, excellent verse. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. If you do those three things, you're well on your way to being an effective communicator. Ephesians 4:15. Is the gold standard for speech, but speaking the truth in love. That is the secret. Mm. That is the key. When you're dealing with people that are oppose you, don't speak mean. Don't be discourteous. Speak the truth in love, because even though your words may not get through to their mind, the love in your heart that you get from God can get through to their heart. And you can communicate on a different level, a higher level, a spiritual level, when you speak the truth in love.
Speak the truth in love, ladies and gentlemen. Two things. Speak the truth and speak the truth in love. One's an attitude and one's a content. David, Dave Kistler, let me go to you right now, because when I think of surveillance and the fact that humanly, we're being monitored, it makes me think about, wow, one day I'm going to stand before God, and I wonder what I'm going to hear then. Bring another application or two that you can think of into helping all of our listeners to understand how their speech and actions should be guided in light of the fact that surveillance is happening.
Well, Sam, Romans 14:12 says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. In other words, there's going to come a day, Sam, when we're going to stand before the holy, righteous God of heaven, and we're going to give an accounting of how we've lived our life, and certainly part of that is going to be the speech that we have said, the comments that we have made. And then Matthew 12:36, Jesus said this, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. So, Sam, what we can take as a negative thing that we're being surveilled ought to, for the sake of those of us that know Christ, ought to underscore the fact that while a government entity may be listening in, all along, well before government ever claimed the capability to do this, God has been listening in all along. And if the thought of government frightens us, what should the thought of God, not just hearing the content, but knowing the motive behind the content of our speech? So that ought to have a profound impact on us.
Dave, I'm glad you went there, because for me personally, that's something I think a lot about. Because, you know, God, we know throughout Scripture that it's the Lord who actually not only hears our speech, but he actually reads the thoughts and intents of our heart. Mm. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are concerned at all, and you ought to be, about what you say and the tone and the attitude by which you say it and the purpose for which you say what you say, before you ever say it, there is a thought. And God himself recounting and is recording far better than the NSA the very thoughts and intents of our heart. Boy, oh boy, if we were to, as God's people, just think of that, we would be much, much more careful, I think, Dave, that, and Dave and David, that what we said was the truth and what we said was with love, because we're here to glorify God. That is the purpose we're here. The question is, are we? Well, one day we're going to have to give an account for it, ladies and gentlemen, and we really will. We will give an account for what we say. Let the NSA and all that we're hearing just be a reminder of the far greater surveillance that God's doing, even looking in our heart. In the first place is, are we right with him? As we get to close out the program, David New, let me go to you and ask you to close us in prayer. Some of these things in mind as we close, practical applications. If we all apply it, we'd be a much more effective Christian for those who are, right? Would we not?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you the secret to dealing with the gay marriage issue, with the whole issue in that area, is for the love of Christ in us to deal with this issue with love. If we had done that better, much better than we did, we would have won the issue on marriage, because that's where the victory is. We are the people that love the gay community truly, because we want them to have a healthy and natural and normal good life. It's the liberals and those people who stand for nothing and who run the morals into the gutter, those people don't love them. We, the Christian church, love them. If we had done that better, if they knew how much we love them, I think we could have won that issue, and I think we still can.